A lot has been written about my family. A writer named Gwenda Blair spent 12 years on her thorough history, The Trumps, Three Generations That Built an Empire. She even traced our lineage back to 1608, when a German lawyer named Hans Drumpf settled in the town of Karlstadt, 40 miles west of the Rhine River. According to Blair, one of my ancestors, a wine grower, changed the family name to Trump at the end of the 1600s. A good move, I think, since Drumpf Tower doesn't sound nearly as catchy. My grandfather Friedrich was the first Trump to come to America. Like many entrepreneurs, he ran away from home because he didn't want to work in the family wine business. One of my fellow billionaires, John R. Simplot, left his family farm because he didn't want to spend the rest of his days milking cows. Instead, he became a potato grower and one of the largest suppliers to McDonald's. He earned his billions in French fries. One way to think like a billionaire is to question your surroundings. Don't assume you have to accept the hand you were dealt. My grandfather was a barber and the owner of several businesses, including a hotel and a restaurant. He moved from New York City to Seattle and eventually to Alaska during the gold rush, where he fed miners at the biggest joint in town, the Arctic Restaurant. Unfortunately, he caught pneumonia and died when my father was just a boy. My father never said much to me about him or about other Trump family history. Fred C. Trump wasn't the kind of dad who took us to the movies or played catch with us in Central Park. He was better than those fathers. Instead, he'd take me to his building sites in Brooklyn and Queens. He'd say, "Let's make the rounds," and we'd be on our way. He never yelled at me or had to punish me, but he was always strong and a little remote until I joined his business. That's when I really got to know him. I saw how he dealt with contractors and unions and how he made the most out of every space. My father believed in adding the extra element to his properties. He was among the first to build garages into homes in Brooklyn. He could be a showman, too. His deals were front-page news in the Brooklyn newspapers. He advertised regularly and had big openings for his developments. His gift for promotion rubbed off on me, but it was never something we talked about. And to this day, I don't think promotion had much to do with either his success or mine. We succeeded because we learned how to create the best buildings at the best locations with the best zoning. My father showed me how to fight the unions and the politicians in order to get the building done under budget and ahead of schedule. And then after the building is up, and it's a great success, everyone says, "Boy, Donald, that was a great promotion," when promotion had nothing to do with it. My father always trusted me. He'd been in business for 50 years, but he'd never let anyone else in the company sign his checks until I came to work. He had absolutely no doubt about my ability. His faith gave me unshakable confidence. Even when I was at my lowest in the early 1990s, when the real estate market tanked and I was billions in debt, and Ivana and her lawyers and 100 banks were ready to sue my ass off, my father told me he had absolutely no doubt that my business would be fine. He'd say, "You are a killer. You are a king." My father never wanted to build in Manhattan. He thought it was too expensive. He'd say, "If I can buy a piece of land for $1 a square foot in Brooklyn, why should I pay $1,000 a square foot in Manhattan?" It was a different philosophy, but it worked for him. I'd been working in the family business for 5 years when I made the move into Manhattan. Some critics had suggested that my success is a result of family money, but family money didn't get my first Manhattan projects built. I had to raise tens of millions of dollars from investors for those jobs. It wasn't money that my father gave me. It was knowledge. Knowledge that became instinctive for me. When I was in college, I thought about becoming a movie producer. But whenever I talked to a friend about real estate, he would say, "Why would you want to make movies when you already know so much about real estate?" So, yes, my father was a millionaire many times over. But if he hadn't shown me how to think about business, I never would have made it into the billionaires' club.